This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got?
Hey, everybody, coming up next, Strawberry Letter. Strawberry Letter, where I live in Party City. Now I'm outside. What you got,
subject?
What is that I got to do, huh? What you want me to do? It's the prank phone call. What you want me?
Can you lower your voice any, dog?
It is low. Tommy, what you talking about?
Oh, I'm talking about the tone, the pitch.
Let me give it to y'all one more time. Just all the bass I got. Coming up in about 4 minutes after the hour is today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I live in Party City, so I'm outside now.
Let me go. Yeah.
Don't get discouraged.
We're down at the church. We're going to call this lady that does the sign language at
the
church. She does the sign language. And let her know.
How did you propose to your wife? I don't want to hear that.
Will you marry me? Will you marry me? This is what I said.
Go ahead.
Today's the day I need somebody that I've always wanted, and I need you in my life. And I swear to God, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. So would you please accept this ring?
Let me ask you a question. Did she bust out laughing?
She did. Was you there?
Because I damn near did just now.
She did. She did. She laughed. And her yes was laughter. And I didn't understand why. I was dead serious.
Jared, you out of sympathy.
Oh, not pity.
Whatever.
All right. Sign like you are signing wrong. You are signing wrong. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello?
I'm trying to speak to Sister Lauren, please.
Speaking.
Sister Lauren, this is Brother Davis from the church. I don't know if you know me. You might know me when you see me, but I don't know if you just know me because we don't really interact that much at the church, but I wanted to give you a call. We got a bit of a problem going on.
Okay.
Okay, do you have a minute to talk?
Well, apparently so, huh?
All right. Now, how long have you been doing the sign? You in the ministry where you do the sign language for the church, and I noticed you up there at least two Sundays out of out of the month. You've been doing it quite a while. Am I right?
So yes, I've been doing it for over 10 years, but I'm a little bit confused as to why they're calling about this. I'm just a little bit confused. I don't know who you are. You say that if I see your face, I may know you, but what does this have to do with anything of how long I've been doing sign language? I know sign language. So, I've been doing it for years, so how may I help you with this? Do you want to learn sign language?
No, I'm not trying to learn any sign language. Do you know Miss, everybody call her Miss Myrtle. Do you know Miss Myrtle?
Yeah, I sure do. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Miss Myrtle, that's one of my aunties right there, Miss Myrtle is.
Okay,
all right?
and she gave you my number to call me? What do you need from me? Did she give you my number?
No, that's what I'm getting at. So my aunt is deaf. You know she's hearing impaired. You know that, right?
Okay, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so here's a problem. Ain't Myrtle is telling us that you're not doing the sign language right during the service, and like you missing some things in the scripture or something.
No, that's incorrect. I've been doing this for a very long time, and I know what I'm doing. So how do you? So she told you to call me to tell me that I'm not doing the sign language correctly. That's a little funny.
Let me say this to you. I don't want us to get off on the wrong foot. Let me just say this to you. Once my Myrtle told us what was going on, you know, we then went to one of the deacons and asked him, you know, is there a way we can have a meeting, you know, with Sister Lauren so we can try to get this taken care of and talk about it. He said, well, won't you just call and y'all can just work it out. And that's how I'm calling you now. I hope you, I don't know if you're at work or whatever. I apologize, but I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it. Now, let me go and say this. If my Aunt Myrtle say that you ain't signing right, then my auntie ain't lying. That mean your ass, excuse me, that mean you ain't signing right.
Really? So the pastor couldn't come to me, but you figured you would just call me and tell me that your auntie says that I'm doing it incorrectly. That doesn't make sense to me. How did she tell you that? Did she sign it to you?
She signed language to her daughter. My, listen, you ain't got to worry about who she's signing to. What you need to worry about is getting your stuff together, all right, and learning how to do this the correct way so that my auntie can get, you know, my auntie needs to be getting the word like everybody else getting the word, but she not getting it because you, the word's getting lost in your hands.
All I'm hearing is your voice is getting very loud, and you need to match my tone, young man, okay? Let's just start with that.
What you mean, match your tone, young man?
Yes.
What is that?
Match my tone, because you're getting very loud, and I can't hear through all of that. All right.
Okay. So I'm trying to help the situation.
You called my phone, correct? You have a problem that you're discussing with me, but you're getting more angry than anything else. How am I going to resolve this problem? I am trying to be as cordial.
The way you resolve this problem is carry your ass back to science school so you can learn what you need to, so my auntie can get the word. My auntie can't get the gospel because you're messing it up.
God anointed me to do sign language at that church, and I've been doing it for a long time, and I will continue to do so. So don't call my phone telling me that I'm not doing something right. You know what?
But do God know that you're not doing it right? Do God know that? Does God know that my Aunt Myrtle not getting the word because of you?
Lord's name, young man, Jesus, please give me the strength to continue on with this conversation. But you know what, Lord? I'm going to be right back. Little let me tell you something. Don't you ever call my mother freaking phone talking about I ain't doing something. Man, if I see you in the street, this cane I have is going to go upside your damn head. Did I make myself clear?
I cannot believe you talking to me like this.
Oh, now you want to be calm. Now you're calm. Now you match my phone. I've engaged
my phone. I can't believe you just got through talking to me like that.
Are we done here?
So you think it's cool for you to tell the Lord, I'll be right back. Thank you, Lord.
Hey,
I needed a moment.
I'm human, right? We've been on this phone this long. You've been all screaming at me. I told you to match my tone. Match my tone.
I am matching your tone.
No.
Can I give you something else in this tone? Do you mind if I say something in this tone?
You're going to hear a click and a die real quick. Go ahead. See what you have to say.
I just want to tell you in this tone that your friend, Vonda Taylor, got me to prank phone call you. I am Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show in your tone.
Jesus. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You have me on the break.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Vonda? Vonda Taylor. Vonda Taylor. Tommy, you better not put this on the radio. Vonda, I'm going to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Radio. I'm not playing any games, Tommy. I think it's funny, but this is my job here.
Listen, everything is fine.
I, you had me going there. I had to tell Jesus, give me a minute, because you was about to bring my pressure up. Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't even want to hear this, but I will be calling Bonda because I have some words for her ass. Oh, Lord Father, please forgive me.
You got to do this for me in my tone. Tell me in your tone, what is the baddest radio show in the land in your tone?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. In my tone.
All right, there you have it. Get ready. My next stop is December 28th. That is called the New Year's Comedy Jam. It is actually on December 28th at the Dodd Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. That's Tony Roberts, Lance Woods, Red Grant, Lou Nell, Bruce, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. All right, tickets on sale right now. You can make that a great stocking stuffer and put it in somebody's stocking and give them some laughs for the Christmas holidays. Laying in the cut after that is Milwaukee, the Nephew is coming. That will be MLK weekend at the Improv in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets on sale right now. The Nephew coming through. I ain't never been up in there. So come watch me. Come see what all the fuss is all about. Come see what ignorance is straight in your face.
Where you going?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Improv, MLK weekend. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir. Tickets on sale.
You're going to be up there for the inauguration.
You're sworn in
on Martin Luther King weekend with your tracks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.